Welcome to this five-day journey that follows our worship project called Live from Colorado House of Prayer. We gathered people together from churches all over Northern Colorado at the House of Prayer for a powerful night of worship and pressed record on these five songs. And in the same way the Lord showed up and encountered us that night, we believe as you listen to this devotional that He's going to show up and speak and move in your heart right where you are right now. We don't write and record songs to make a name for ourselves, make a paycheck, or anything like that. We genuinely don't care about anything besides writing songs that touch God's heart and help people do what they are created to do, and that's worship. So in this devotional, you will hear from our worship leaders as they share some more depth into the themes and scriptures around each song. We invite you to dive into God's word with us and take some time each day to fully focus on Him and truly worship Him. This first song comes from a well-known scripture in the book of Mark, chapter 12. A teacher of the law asked Jesus what the greatest commandment is, and he replied by quoting Deuteronomy 6. "Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." There were 613 commands given in the Old Testament. This teacher of the law wanted to know, out of all of these, which was the most important? We do the same thing so much of the time as Christians. We just want to know what to do, what's the minimum, where's the line. And Jesus' response to us today is the same as His to this teacher. "I just want your love." Right after Jesus says this, we see it so beautifully illustrated to us in the same chapter of Mark with a story about a poor widow. We read that Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions." And I'm sure his disciples were confused because they had just seen people place huge amounts in the offering. And just like we are today, I'm sure they were impressed by these outward acts. But Jesus explains in verse 44, "For they gave a tiny part of their surplus, but she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on." Can you imagine that sort of extravagance? We easily glance over this story because it's pretty short, and we don't even hear about the rest of this poor widow's life. But just think about that for a second. With one small sum of money, yet one massive act of faith, she told God, "I may not eat again. I may not have a place to live. I may lose all of my dignity, all my comfort, all control. But I just have to give you this." And Jesus tells his disciples, "See, that is what I'm looking for. That is what it looks like to love me with your heart, soul, mind, and strength." Everyone else that day acted in ways that may have impressed the people around them, but they didn't move the heart of God. The posture of their hearts wasn't love. It was, "What is the minimum I can give?" But the widow said, "Lord, how can I give you everything I have?" Where is your love and trust really placed right now? Is it fully placed on Him? When was the last time you made a decision that looked ridiculous to the world around you? In what ways are you living that if Jesus wasn't real, you'd be wasting your life? Are you just giving Him a little bit of your leftovers, or are you banking it all on Him? Let's take some time to pray through each of these areas of our love, our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Ask the Lord to search you and to show you where you're giving anything besides your full love in these places. First, the heart. "Lord, here's my heart. Every door and every room, I want to be open and filled with love for you. There's nothing hidden, nothing off limits. Fill up every space. And Lord, here's my soul, my deepest desires and my hopes, my whole life consecrated for you, Lord. There's nothing reserved. And God, I give you every space in my mind, every dream, every fight. God, come and fill every hallway with your light. I place my thoughts continually on you and ask that you would renew my mind to love and look like Christ. And finally, Lord, I give you all of my strength, everything I do, everything I say, every single moment, I want to live for your glory. Give me your grace and strength to walk in surrender and love for you.
Here's my heart, every door in every room, open and filled with love for you. There's nothing hidden. Here's my soul, my desires and my hopes, consecrated for you, Lord. There's nothing reserved. Jesus, you're the first. Jesus, you're my only. Come and be the center of it all. Jesus, you are Lord. Take your place of glory. Every other love I lay at your own. Every hallway filled with light, my thoughts are on you. With all my strength, all I do and all I say, every moment, every way, Lord, I live for your glory. 'Cause Jesus, you're the first, and Jesus, you're
everything I am, I live to love.